With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. A standoff in Medway on Friday was resolved peacefully and the suspect was taken to a local hospital for evaluation. The 12-hour standoff started with complaints of gunshots on Medway Road, and a perimeter was set up after responding officers witnessed the suspect allegedly firing a rifle several times and then going back inside. Police are investigating a Smithfield man who's accused of taking thousands of dollars from home repair projects that he never completed. Zachariah Adams is also facing drug charges after police seized fentanyl and cocaine from his vehicle during a traffic stop. Officials say Adams allegedly passed himself off as a contractor, collected residents' money for the jobs, and then disappeared. A third person has been arrested in connection with a drug bust in Corinna that netted a kilo of fentanyl. Dylan Ireland, who lives at the Corinna address, was taken into custody after police seized 482 grams of fentanyl from a Newport hotel room. The street value of the Newport drugs is approximately $73,000. The Maine Warden Service is investigating the illegal killing of two female deer that were left along the side of I-95 in Benedicta. The carcasses were abandoned with evidence that at least one had never been registered. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Operation Game Thief at 1-800-ALERT-US. A local family that puts together elaborate holiday light displays and sets them to Christmas music is providing cheer to local residents this year at the VZ Community School. It's free to view the more than 107,000 lights, but donations are accepted for the Northern Light EMMC NICU. Find more information on the Facebook page for the Hathaway Holiday Lights. And the public's invited to a festival of trees this Saturday and Sunday at Belfast Area High School. Folks can check out the trees and accompanying prize packages and enter to win their choices with the proceeds to benefit Project Graduation. Find more information on the 2022 Festival of Trees Facebook page. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.